Hey, you. Today, we're going to begin to awaken ourselves to the heart-mind. In many Asian countries, they actually don't distinguish between the heart and the mind. And if you asked them to point to their mind, they would point to their heart. This may seem a bit strange for those of us who grew up in a Western culture and have been so strongly conditioned to live in our headspace, to operate from our ego center. But today, we're going to begin to shift from our headspace, from that small center of self, into our open and boundless heart. As we learn to get out of our heads and operate from our awakened hearts, we begin to not only understand conceptually that everything is interconnected, but we actually start to feel that there is no separation in existence. We begin to know directly that there is no independent self, that there are no permanent, separate self entities cut off from the rest of the world. We begin to know, as a matter of direct experience, that everything is a composite made entirely of non-self elements. We see that just as a plant is made entirely of non-plant elements, sunshine, rain, soil, and so on, that so too are you made only of non-you elements. So, rather than viewing ourselves as something that was put here on this earth, something that is separate from it, we begin to view ourselves as something that grew out of it, something that is at one with it, like a leaf or a flower on a tree. And so, bodhicitta, more plainly, can simply refer to a loving and compassionate heart and mind, or the aspiration that we're not practicing meditation or living our lives for ourselves alone, but that we live and practice with the aspiration that our awakening be for the benefit of all. With this in mind, let's go ahead and give it a go. To begin, just go ahead and pay attention to the breath. And as you sit here watching the breath, become curious where you're paying attention to the breath from. Is there a felt sense of a meditator? The location of you, the thinker, up in your head, looking down at the breath? Just go ahead and acknowledge this part of you, this piece of you, the meditator, the thinker, the one that tries so hard to live this life. And let it know that it's safe and that it can relax right now. Thank it for all its hard work, resolving so many problems. And again, just let it know that there's no problem for it to solve right now. It's perfectly safe. And just feel into that small center of self in the middle of your head, behind your eyes. And then, with the idea that awareness is inherent within thinking, that awareness is somehow located in the head. Just feels if awareness itself can step outside of the thinker. See if it can step outside or unhook from thought. And allow it to just sink down, kind of like a bubble of awareness, into your jaw and into your smile. Feeling them both from within your jaw and your smile. Just noticing the aliveness there, the awareness in this space. And notice how this awareness, this bubble, can move itself down into your throat. And how it can be aware of your throat directly from within your throat. So the subject and the object, the knowing and the known, are one. They're inseparable. And then notice that this awareness can keep dropping down below your neck and open to experience your upper body directly from within your upper body. Again, just feeling the aliveness and the awareness in this space. Feeling a sense of calm, a sense of openness. Realizing there's no need to check back with a thinker to feel and to know the direct experience of embodied awareness. And now, notice that this awareness, this knowing, can find and open to the heart within. Not the emotional heart or the heart space from the chakras, but drop awareness down to the bottom of the chest, right there in the center, and then allow it to drop back behind you to the space that has your back. Just notice this heart space that opens infinitely behind you. The heart space that looks out into boundless space from the eye of your heart. And the feels deep within the subtlest dimension of awake space. As you fill into this heart space, you can kind of notice this quality of presence. This embodied awareness. And just notice that awareness is aware of your heart mind and is aware from your heart mind, as your heart mind. Notice that you, as embodied awareness, are alert and here. You're open and receptive to the full range of experience without the need to orient to thought. Thought is welcome, of course, to come to the heart space. And so too are bodily sensations and sounds. Feelings, emotions, realize that you can just allow everything into this vast capacity of knowing. Again, just noticing what it feels like to orient from your heart center. Is there a natural quality of loving kindness, a smoothness, a warmness, an openness? If so, allow those qualities to spread outward and expand in all directions. Realizing there's no inside or outside. It's just this vast, open, connected capacity. In the last minute of the session, go ahead and just rest your heart wide open. Allow everything to come and go as you embrace each thing with a tenderness and an openness, with a receptive, caring, and compassionate heart. Well, thank you again for practicing. You really are an infinite expression of love, beauty, and goodness. I hope you find peace in your day and hold this same wish for all those you encounter. Until next time.